This is CliffCentral.com.
And this is the one and only Spotlight. My name is Alan Ford. It's good to be with you on CliffCentral.com, the show that looks at entertainment, music, theatre, film, restaurants and travel. We put them in the spotlight. That's what the show is all about. It's great to be with you. As you know, the show has moved to a Tuesday morning. And the reason it's moved to a Tuesday morning is very simple. That we used to get so many complaints from people saying, you do it on a Thursday and we can't get tickets in time because the shows are sold out. We can't get, we can't book restaurants because for our anniversaries because they're fully booked. So we're giving you two days leeway. That's what the whole thing's about. It is good to be with you, and this is the spotlight on entertainment and the love of music, the arts, food, and all the magic that happens in the world. So thank you for joining us, and it's good to be with you here on CliffCentral.com. Today, a full show. We're going to chat to Hazel Feldman, executive producer from Showtime Media. Stomp is coming to South Africa in August, this coming month. It's an incredible show. They're all going to be in studio. They're going to be actually outside the studio because it's a loud, banging, crashing, climbing walls. It's insane. So we can't wait to interview Hazel about that. She also has Chicago going on around the world at the moment. Disney and Ice just finished, and we'll talk about the cast. I don't know if it's been announced, but they're casting for We Will Rock You.
It hasn't been announced. Hi, Hazel.
Okay, we'll do that with you in a moment. Okay. Michael DePinner has a great variety show that he's going to chat about. We're going to chat to the Yebo Gogo man, Michael DePinner, on the line. We're going to chat to Larry Hodes about Voodoo Lily, a new restaurant that's opened in Birdhaven, which is just absolutely divine. Next to a place called, he also owns the Arbor Cafe. We'll talk about this. It was a great opening with a whole bunch of well-known Joburg A-listers, if you want to call them for that sake of a better word. But good food, delicious. Jewish people, you know, they know how to feed. They're good feeders.
Definitely.
And then we're going to talk about a show that opened on Sunday, which has had the whole of Johannesburg talking. It's called The Dead Tinder Society.
Yay!
Written by Ashley Harvey, well known for many, many roles, including playing Barbara Streisand at the Fugard, I think it was.
Yes, she did the Fanny Bryce. Played
Fanny Bryce. And then also the incredible role she also did in Avenue Q and the stuff she's done. So we're going to chat. So in studio, we've got Sharon Spiegel Wagner.
Yes, you did it. You got it.
Hi, Cher. How you doing?
How you doing?
And an Impo Osei Tutu.
Yes, that's right.
And we're going to chat to you guys in the moment.
Yeah.
In a moment. But we're going to cross in just about a second to Los Angeles. It is an exclusive interview with the one and only Bianca Del Rio. And, of course, Bianca Del Rio with this massive show coming to Joburg in Cape Town. Live from Los Angeles, it's the clown in a gown. It's the jester joke, and it's the famous drag artist Bianca Del Rio. Bianca, thank you and welcome to CliffCentral.com. My name is Alan Ford. It's good to be here on the show with you.
Well, thank you for having me. It's bright and early here in Los Angeles. I don't know what time it is in South Africa, but you know, a drag queen, I never sleep. So I was ready, willing, and awake to chat with you.
You know, you came here a year ago. Firstly, what did you think of South Africa? And did you expect the response to you that you got here?
Well, I was quite excited to go because I had not gone, and many of my friends that travel always say, you must go to South Africa, it's beautiful. I even had a friend's husband that was from South Africa, and everybody was saying, you must go. And for me, with the schedule I have, I don't really get to vacation much, and I choose not to vacation much because, you know, when I'm home, I'm happy just to be home. So I thought, if I get to work there, I'm signing up and doing it. And it blew my mind. It's so beautiful there. It's so much space and so much land, which I'm not used to over here in America. But it was beautiful, and everybody was so great. And also, in my head, you have this moment of going, people in South Africa know who I am. This is wild that I could actually do two shows and actually have them sell out. That's insane to me. So it was win-win-win across the boards for me. I was quite excited. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it so much that I get to go back. I'm surprised that they're letting me go back, but I'm looking forward to it again.
Well, I mean, you're famous for Tell It Like It Is. Now, if you could tell it like it is about anything at this point in your life or what you're seeing around you, what would it be?
Oh, well, that's 90% of my show is going through that. It's basically just saying what you think and what's going on. The world according to me. And we live in a world now where everybody's so concerned with being politically correct and everyone's attacked someone if they didn't say the proper thing. And I go, listen, I'm a man in a wig talking about my issues and things that I can relate to. And surprisingly, most people can relate to it. But I'm not your elected official. I'm not your president. I'm not doing it. I'm living my life and doing it. So everything, I try to find the humor in everything. So it's important to do on a daily basis. If not, you go crazy. I mean, there's so much stuff we should be worried about in the world that you have to laugh every now and then. So it's important for me to find the humor and the jokes and all of it. And to be honest with you, everything upsets me. Everything upsets me. You know, that's just how it is.
What's upsetting you at the moment?
Well, I live in America. You know what's upsetting me. Donald Trump's hair. It's a big problem. I'm not understanding what it's doing, where it's coming from, what color it technically is. Mm-hmm. It's now as though his hair has gotten beige and his face has gotten even more orange when it used to be the other way around. I'm not sure what's happening. I mean, of course, his policies are crazy for me, but it's definitely my big pet peeve. And the fact that he doesn't really speak in full sentences, that's laughable, too.
Again, it's funny to see, and it's good to see the funny things around us and the humor. Humor is important.
Yeah.
And I think that is what you're about. And you're an equal opportunity offender. I love that about your
show. I hate myself. Who else would put themselves through this?
which is really good. And, you know, some people are like, how could he say that about this and that? And I'm like, hold on, he just said it about himself. And that is what...
It's being self-awareness, yeah, and also that, you know, once again, I'm a man in a dress, and I'm a joke. I mean, I am a complete joke. If you've seen me, I'm a joke. And I think that people lose sight of that it is okay to laugh. You can disagree, and you can argue things, but it's not, everything is not a fight when it comes to, you know, comedy. Also, comedy, you know, subjective. Somebody likes it, great. Someone doesn't, that's fine, too. And not every joke is going to be everyone's favorite. So I think it's important you truck along and you do as you do, and the people that get it will follow you through it. The people that don't will be turned off, and that's all right. You'll still live a life, and hopefully I will too.
Is Bianca Del Rio tired of being compared to RuPaul Drag Race or that continuous comparison? Are you tired of hearing that? Because you've kind of done it alone.
I guess that's a catch-22. I mean, it's a wonderful experience that put me on a larger platform, and it definitely changed my life. But do I feel like I have to talk about it endlessly? No, because usually the questions people have been the same questions I've been answering for 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
So I'm not opposed to answering a question if it's something new or something else. But I think I've kind of talked out all possibilities. Not to mention, you know, they're going into a season 11, season 12 at this point. It's like it's been, five or 6 years for me. So I say, we're good. They're lovely people, and they've definitely changed my life. But I don't think there's anything new I can add to it.
Yeah, but that's what I wanted to say to you, that you're now your own phenomenon. You're your own...
Well, you would hope.
Well, you are.
you can only hope.
I mean, we've got movies. We've got a number of movies that have come out. We've got your sequel that came out last year. We've got great things happening in the future. I'm going to touch very quickly on Work the World Tour. Work. You're doing a show with other drag artists, are you not?
Well, I have not. I've done it in the past. I've been a fill-in. I've been a replacement because I'm usually doing my own tour, so it never worked out for me to get to do a long stint. But I have filled in with them many other times before, and they're a great group, and they're a group that travels together. It's a much easier show for me because all I'm doing is hosting. But within the past few years, I've just been trying extensively to stay with my own tour schedule because, you know, I endlessly talk. So I definitely need more than 15 minutes here and there, which is what they give me. So I prefer to do my solo tours overall. But it is nice to hang out with the girls every now and then. But for the past few years, I've kind of been on my own. And then every now and then I've filled in for someone when they've had an issue.
I want to go back to that young boy from your Cuban mom and your Honduran dad. What do they think of this wonderful profession of yours? What do your family think? This is coming from one Catholic boy to another Catholic boy.
Well, I will start by saying that I don't think it was what they initially planned. It's definitely not what I planned. But I think over the years, now you got to remember, I've been doing this now like 24 years. So it's done it 24 years, and probably the first few years they didn't think it was the best choice. And in the beginning, I didn't think it was going to be a career. You know, it's something that you just kind of evolve into, and then slowly it's taken over my life. And now there's no going back. But I I think they're okay with it. You know, the thing was, I didn't care when I was 24, when I was 20, doing drag, and I can't care now at 44. And it doesn't mean that I'm, you know, don't respect my parents. I mean, you just can't worry about those things. And I have friends of mine that are, you know, either gay or in the drag world, and they're so concerned with what other people think. And I just say, I can't worry about that. You know, I got to do what's working for me. And also, I'm the fourth out of five. So anytime one of the other children does something bad, I go, see, could have been a little drag queen, but it's not. So I think that they're great with the fact, as long as I'm happy and working. And, you know, it's, I guess every parent just wants that. As long as you're living your life as you want best, and, you know, you're able to have a home and have a place to work, and you're not hurting anybody, go and enjoy it.
And can I
say
this?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, and I want to say this to you, that this is you're an international phenomenon. You've gone around the world, you've toured.
Well, they don't treat me that way.
Well, of course
you know,
not.
Family
don't worry.
Doesn't treat you.
My mother will still give me a fat smack if I misbehave. Let me tell you that one.
Oh, completely.
Yeah. Any movies coming out? New movies? Can we expect something?
Well, we are working on the third installment of Hurricane Bianca. Mm-hmm. It's been written, and now it's just trying to find out when. I mean, it's so crazy because I'm literally about to go into extensive tour dates from now until December. And what's funny is that everybody goes, okay, now let's talk about 2020. And then we're halfway through the year of 2020. And then it's like, okay, and now we need to fit this in before 2021. And it's crazy how quickly the year and the calendar fills, thankfully.
It's amazing.
So we're hoping to get to squeeze it in next year. It always revolves around whenever I can get the time that I need, because, you know, movies take a lot longer to film. So I have to have that month to 6 weeks available to make it happen, which is what we're working on now. So it's great that the team that writes the movies and produces all basically say, hey, you let us know, and then we'll make it happen. So that's always in the back burner. So that for sure. But, you know, things pop up all the time. I mean, I was just in London for 3 months doing a musical on the West End. Everybody's talking about Jamie. It came out of nowhere.
And
it was quite exciting to get to do that for a while. So that kind of shifted my plans for a bit, but it was in between my touring schedule, so it worked out. So you never know. You never know what's around the corner. But definitely, you know, obviously it would be a new tour in the next year, and also, you know, getting to film the movie.
And we want you back here a lot, and I know you're coming shortly. A quick question. Fans adore you. What's the weirdest fan experience? Do you get weird ones?
Oh, my God, I get some very weird people. You know, I wouldn't say weird. I would say excited people. I receive random gifts. I usually receive a lot of artwork that people draw. Some of it is fabulous. Some of it is not. I get gifts from my dogs that they're aware that I have, which is, okay, interesting. But I think the one thing that really got me once was that a woman mailed me a catheter to use for my long flights. Instead of going to the bathroom, she thought it'd be important for me to put this on a plane and use that. And I thought, this is some crazy, that is a crazy situation. Not to mention, she also sent me doll clothes and VHS tapes. So I'm not sure what I was dealing with, but that was probably the scariest of them all.
Coming back to fans.
Because I have no children. Or a VCR.
Yeah. Well, who has VCRs? Do fans hit on you? Do they try to take you on dates? I mean, does that happen?
Oh, God, no. No. If anybody liked me, they have a problem. No. It doesn't work that way for me. Some of the other friends of mine that do drag experience those things. And some people, you know, I think it's how you present yourself. I don't present myself as hello, I'm a sexy lady in drag. So I don't receive those offers. Usually people are scared of me, which I prefer, to be honest with you. People, if they're scared of me, it's a lot better. You know, it cuts down on the chit-chat.
How's your love life, can I ask?
Oh, God, non-existent. You know, when you work like this and travel, it's impossible. I mean, I'm lucky in my life. I've had two relationships way before this. But it's just, it's hard to keep a regular schedule. I can only imagine, you know, as you travel and go from time zone to time zone, to country, having to explain what's going on to someone else. That's a lot of work. And I like to work, so I would rather keep
work.
A schedule I'd rather deal with something I can control, which is my career, not another person. Maybe down the line somewhere, but right now,
South Africans got some incredible guys, eh? Just throwing it out there.
And if not, I'm all right.
I'm joking. I'm going to leave on this note. I cannot wait for you to come here. What can we expect from the show if you had to sell it in one word?
Well, I say expect the unexpected. It's different everywhere I go. You know, I was doing the show in Asia and doing the show in Australia earlier this year, and I had the break, and then I just came back to the show again in Provincetown, and there's like a whole new world of stuff that I found in between that time that has shifted the show. So it always shifts every night, and I think that's the best part about it, because, you know, your reaction comes off the people that are sitting in front of you. So just expect the unexpected, because you never know what's going to be there. Hopefully you'll laugh, but with each day, there's always something more insane to discuss. And you find those little pockets of humor and things that you go, oh, okay, well, this is going to go here, this is going to go there. So I always say expect the unexpected.
I thank you for joining us on the show today. I'm so excited to see you. Welcome back to South Africa. We look forward to having you with us both in Cape Town and Johannesburg in August. Bianca, it's an absolute pleasure.
And thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'll see you soon.
Thanks, Bianca. Thank you very, very much. Bianca, all the way from Los Angeles. It's early in the morning there. It's early in the morning. Guys, we can't talk. We can hear you on air.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I can't swear.
No,
shit.
Not a good idea. Okay. Oh, you can. It's Cliff Central. Okay. Well, it's on radio. Yeah. Bianca D'Arrest says a lot of worse things, I promise you.
Okay.
Don't miss the show. It's happening at the Cape Town International Convention Center. It happens on the 9th of August. And it's practically sold out. And then at the Teatro, it's also practically sold out on the 10th. That's the day after. That's over the long weekend.
Is it sold out?
Sells out very quickly. And by the way, there's meet and greets. You can buy a meet and greet ticket if you want as well, for a photo or whatever you want to give her, something for the dogs that she mentioned. And you can do that. And it really, really is a great, great production. It is just something that is going to blow your mind. You're listening to The Spotlight, and my name is Alan Ford. On the line, we have got Mrs. Producer herself, I call her, from Showtime Media, the one and only Hazel Feldman. Thank you, Hazel, for joining us. Stomp. Coming from overseas, hits the stages also at the Teatro shortly. How are you doing, Hazel? Hazel, you there? Let me see, is Hazel there?
How's it, Haz?
Hazel, let's check. Let's just check that. Hazel, I've got you there. Have I got you, Hazel?
Yes, I've got you.
Okay, Hazel's got me. I don't know what's... Hold on, Hazel, we're going to check... Gotta check in a moment. Hazel, give me 1 second. We always got gremlins in the system. Let's just check if we're on the right line. Let's just get it. Yeah, sorry. In the meantime, later on in the show, we're going to chat to Michael the Pinner. We're going to chat about the Dead Tinder Society, this great show happening at the Monte Cassino, at the theatre studio.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. And we're also going to be chatting about some of the incredible stuff that are happening in the world of food at Voodoo Lily Restaurant. Let's try it now. Hazel, are you there? Hazel.
1, 2, checking Hazel, 1, 2.
We got the right thing. Hold a second. Let me do it this way. Let's try this magic.
Should I phone her? We'll put her on speaker.
Got her there?
I can hear you.
Hazel, I know you can hear me. We can't hear you. That's the problem.
Okay.
I got you on the... Okay, well,
you can talk to us. I mean...
Okay, well, let me just see how we're going to do this. Hazel, let's try this for a second. Do you hear me now?
I can hear you loud and clear, Alan.
All right, well, this is a new way of doing things. Hazel, I'm holding the phone up until the microphone, so let's see how this goes.
This is called Seriously Live Theatre.
Right.
And it happens all the time. And I love that we have such an incredible connection to be able to do all of this in this manner. Mm. Let's just put it this way. It's not exactly 2019 territory, but it works.
I know. it does work, and it's the way it goes. Basically, what I'm just to describe, if you're actually watching on our live feed, because by the way, our live feed goes, you can watch us in studio. I'm holding the telephone microphone up to the mic, Hazel. But I've got you loud and clear. Stomp is coming to South Africa.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Can't wait. It's absolutely a lot of fun, and it's one of those shows that's always in the back of my mind, because it is just so unique, and it's such a fantastic theatrical experience. And just if you're a music lover, if you love percussion, if you love dance, if you love innovation, It's all of those exciting things on a stage. It just it's time for the new generation to understand the value of being able to make music without instruments, because music is the universal language. And you can make music from anything you like, whether it's the sound of brooms or matchboxes or all of that type of stuff. So, yeah, you know, it's all of that good stuff. We need to just have a lot of fun with kids from 3 to 103, Alan, so even you can join.
I know. Thank you for that one. 103. I'm going to do that one. That's so cool.
You could go any which way you wanted.
I love it. Hazel, I must tell you, talking about kids and shows that you're doing that are bringing families together and making families happy, you had Monster Jam, which was crazy this year. Hopefully it's coming back. I really hope it is going to come back.
We're working towards it.
And then, of course, you had Disney on Ice, which just had sold-out performances.
Kind of. Not 100% sold out, but lovely houses. It was a fabulous show. It really was a really, really good show. And we've got a fantastic one for next year as well.
Okay. And then what's coming next year? What's the new theme?
No. The new Disney show. Debbie will give you all the details. We'll be going out with all of that information shortly. But, you know, we try and change the Disney package and the Disney presentation every single year. And I think next year we've got one of the most exciting ones we've ever had. We're in the space of trying to provide really high-quality international family entertainment, and Stomp falls exactly into that sphere.
Okay, now tell me something. I've got to ask this question. There's also word on the street, but you are the boss, so I can ask people you about word on the street, about We Will Rock You returning.
Word on the street is that we're going into auditions for We Will Rock You at the end of August, or middle to the end of August. You've got your ear, obviously, seriously glued to the ground there, Alan. I'm pleased that you can do that. we're working on a brand new the director choreographer has billed as a reimagined We Will Rock You. I love that.
Which is great, because I mean the last time it was on our stages at the Civic, if I'm not wrong, was about 10 years ago, if not longer.
A little bit longer. It was 2006, actually.
Sure.
So. You know, it just time flies when you're having fun. It was a great success at that time, and I think the music of Queen is timeless. You know, it just absolutely keeps going through the roof with new generations. You know, it's terrific.
I love it. Now, Chicago, I'm just so proud to say, because the show goes around the world, the Spotlight, the show is everywhere. And I know that you've got, where's your team now? Are they in Germany?
They're in Germany. They have. They did 5 weeks in Germany in different cities. In Germany, they were 3 weeks in Austria, just finished, and this week they're back in for the final 2 weeks of Germany.
They've had a 10-week tour of Germany and Austria, and it's been incredibly successful. Very, very proud of them. You know, the responses have almost been from the media there. Oh, my goodness, we can't believe that this South African company is so good. So, I mean, that's really great.
All right, that's the best news ever. Hazel Feldman, what any other exciting? Are you bringing any internationals? Have you got a?
I've got lots of stuff coming, but I'm not telling you about it now. I'm not giving you everything in one breaking interview where you're holding the cell phone against the.
No, I've got you back on a system now. Now you're coming through. Now you're back. You're back in. All right.
Okay. No. We got a bash and crash with Stomp. Bringing the people, bringing the families. We've priced the show very, very low. And we've got special packages. Kicks off on the 20th of August at the Teatro. And then we go to Cape Town for just 1 week. So, you know, I just really hope it does well, because people are going to seriously be kicking themselves if they miss it. It's going to be one of those that I'm going to hear at the end of it. Oh, I heard it was so great. Yeah, I said, well, why didn't you book at the time and go? You know, don't miss it. It really is special.
As I keep saying this, and I want to make it very clear to people, stop thinking that you've got to go to the West End to see something phenomenal. Stop going thinking you've got to go to Broadway to go see something phenomenal. It literally is on our doorstep. I mean, I went to see Here's to You, the songbook to Simon Garfunkel. Unbelievable.
Lovely show.
Chicago. Chicago, better than what I've seen abroad. I'm telling you, I've seen it in both New York and London. So I'm just saying, people have got to start realizing it's sitting all here.
We're the best.
And you don't have to save your... And why pay? I don't know. No offense, but you, because Stomp travels the world. Yeah. And if you go and see it in Vegas or you see it overseas, it'll cost you $150 or maybe $200 a ticket, eh? Hazel?
Yeah, easily that.
Easily.
That's what the price is on Broadway at the moment. They've got a show running that's been running on Broadway for years. A show running in London.
Seriously?
In London, the price is about £75.
Yes, yeah.
£75
is 2,000 rand a ticket.
It's 2 grand. You're looking at 1,000. How much are the tickets here at Monty?
From 150 rand.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah.
And it's the same standard.
It's $10. It's the same people.
It's the same show.
Just put it in perspective. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
Essay. Come on. Think about it. Hazel, in the studio we've got Sharon Spiegel-Wagner.
Hi, Hazel.
Hello, Sharon.
She says she's missed working with you, so she wants to...
I bug Hazel on a regular basis. Hazel...
She wants to negotiate a good Jewish contract.
Yeah, we'll give you a little discount, Hazel, you know. We'll rock you's coming. I'm teasing. It's so funny. Like, she's such a wonderful woman, you know. But then you get into audition and we slip into business mode. You got to do what you got to do. If you bring the work, you bring the work. You get the job. If you don't, you don't. It's just that simple.
Isn't it great working for the Showtime
she's amazing.
Team?
I mean, she's amazing.
Hazel, people... They love the fact that they can work on phenomenal productions and obviously craft their art.
Yeah, but we also want to work with phenomenal people.
And they love
like Hazel.
Yeah, and they love that they travel to the weirdest cities in China. Hazel, I've got to share this with you. And they tell me, but Hazel has at least put us in a place that is
so lovely.
Lovely. And half of the world doesn't understand that that you're lucky if you've got to pay for yourself and look for your own Airbnb.
Yeah.
So congratulations to Showtime. They're just keeping the standard of producing
best.
And looking after staff the best.
But
well done.
Hazel also treats her artists very well. Okay. Enough sucking up, Sharon. Enough sucking up. I'm done. I've done my suck up for the day.
The one and only Stomp comes to Johannesburg and Cape Town. Don't miss it. Hazel Feldman, thank you for joining us.
And all the best, guys.
Thanks, Hazel. Cheers. Yes. I love chatting to Hazel. Okay, we're all back in the systems.
Are we back now?
We're all back.
Because Paul and I were, you know, we were just chatting.
Beyond,
how does
he do that? He does stuff like that.
Yeah.
All right, I loved you in that the show that was done for Marvin Hamlish.
Yes, I did
with
that
Jonathan.
Okay,
Sharon Spiegel-Wagner, and I loved that show. And I mean, you played the mom and the wife.
I played 11 different women.
Yeah.
So what my husband gets in one night, so did the entire audience.
Yeah.
They got a whole kaleidoscope
and
of strange women.
And Sharon, you married with two kids.
I've got two
kids.
And
you're married to a robot.
He does IT software development.
I'm very sorry. What's his name?
His name's Dan.
Dan the man.
Dan the man.
I'm very sorry, Dan the man, but Dan Wagner.
Correct.
I want to just say that your wife calls you a robot.
Yes, he's my robot.
I'm married to a robot.
He's my robot. He's my tin man. I'm the Dorothy, and we fall in love. I give him a heart. That's it. That's us. Hey.
It's
hey,
very sweet.
I think that's a great love story.
And of course, love stories and the way you were when you started your relationship.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Where did you meet?
Because
you were born in Israel.
I was born in Israel, but I was only, you know, I can safely say I was just born there. And then when I was one, we came to South Africa. Mm-hmm. We actually popped past Iran, which was then Persia. It's quite a long story. It's, you know. Anyway,
but you ended up in Joburg.
We ended up in Joburg, and then I became such a Jewish girl. You know, I went to King David, and then I distinctly remember going to drama school and you know, just speaking more normally. And and yeah, no, that's the story. Yeah. So, but I'm quintessentially South African.
Okay.
Very
now,
proud.
Now I've got a karaoke version.
I knew it.
You've got to sing before Opus 9. Actually, we're missing
it. Oh God.
Okay, but.
Do you know how difficult Barbara Streisand doesn't sing before 9 a.m. What's the time?
But it's after 9.
Oh fuck.
Okay, cool. Okay. So listen,
are we doing the hum hums in the beginning? The warm up.
Are you ready?
You know that Barbara Streisand does that for a warm up.
Okay, let's just
Oh my god, yeah.
God, he's playing it. Oh my god.
Yeah, because
hang on, is it start? I need the karaoke bit.
No pressure.
Thank you. This is so pressurizing.
Oh, this is the way to start a morning, eh?
This is how I naturally wake up in the morning. I sing to my husband and then he tells me, you know, just get up and get the kids to school.
Memories light the corners of my mind.
I seriously need to warm up.
Misty watercolor memories of the way we were.
Am I seriously carrying on?
Yes, of course. Okay, it's scattered pictures now.
Okay. Scattered. Okay, we all have to sing together then.
No, go on.
Scattered picture. Come on, impulse to sing.
Of the smiles we left behind.
Yes. Yes, sing it.
Okay, and the
smiles we gave to one another for the way we were.
Take it
now. Hey,
go, Sharon.
Can it be that it was all so simple then, or has time rewritten every line? The chance to do it all again. Tell me, would we? Could we?
Hang on, we will rock your style because I'm going to audition.
Memory.
Okay, no, I'm kidding.
Maybe
beautiful.
Oh, that's great. That was really cool.
But seriously, not warm.
Wow.
Well, okay.
But
not warm at all, Alan.
But it brings.
Listen to what I sound like.
It brings us into the way we were.
Right.
And then, of course, when you think back on this, you then realize that you had a failed relationship, and then you go on to Tinder.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Well, yeah. Not me, the character. Yes. No.
People.
I'm good. I'm strong.
a lot of people.
Yes.
Go on to Tinder.
Agreed.
Okay. I'm one of them. Okay.
Are you on Tinder?
Not now. But I mean, I've been on Tinder. Yeah.
Yes. How was that, Evan?
Well, I actually met.
Did you write?
I met my boyfriend on Tinder.
Are you serious?
The way we were.
Oh, that's so lovely.
Oh, that's very sweet.
The way we were.
Mm-hmm. This humming. What is it? What is she doing? Was she going? What is Barbara's going with Mo?
She's thinking, what's for dinner? Can I make some scrambled eggs? And put some of mozzarella.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah.
Oh, I did think that was great. It's
that
so
wasn't warm.
It.
So, like, let's just warm, edit an auto tune and everything. You know?
Everybody has fun. This is
yes.
What we do.
Okay.
So, the Dead Tinder Society.
Yes.
Yes.
We have in studio Mpo Ose Tutu.
Yes.
And Sharon Spiegel-Wagner. And it opened on Sunday.
Yes.
Rave reviews, I've
Thank
heard.
You.
People think it's incredible. Written by Ashley Harvey. Actually, paid Barbara Streisand in Funny Girl.
Correct. Phenomenal.
Well, sorry, she
voice
played Fanny Bryce in Funny Girl, who was played by Barbara Streisand. Let's get that right. And that
Ashley went to see Barbara Streisand live in London.
Yeah, she was there now.
Yeah, she was there now.
Wow.
Very jealous.
I wouldn't have liked to have seen her there, though, in
Why?
The park.
Oh, in the park. Well, I saw Celine Dion in the park in London. It was really nice.
Yeah, but
no, they do it very nicely.
You like?
I
want to see it
in a theatre.
In a stadium.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, in a more.
Well, yeah.
I want to sit in the
It's
grass.
A concert kind of style, yeah.
Nothing wrong with the grass. Just, it's for me.
Grass is yuck. Grass is so beige.
Grass
is so yesterday. It's now AstroTurf, and you don't do grass anymore. Who the hell does that real shit anymore? Anyway.
So the Dead Tinder Society now sounds very, very interesting. Firstly, why did Ashley write it? We're going to talk to her later on through the run. But why was it written?
Gosh, I don't. You're gonna have to ask Ash, but I just think. I mean, Paul, you take this one. This one's a hard one, so you take this one.
Well, it's a story. It's a story of love, loss, and sex on the N1, basically.
Yes.
And it's grapples with finding the poetry in this phenomenon of seeking your significant other. I mean, that's what basically.
You know what? I think I think why maybe Ash wrote it is because it also has to do with a woman who gets divorced and starts dating again.
So you play Jodie Green?
Yes.
And she's divorced?
Correct. And it's the dating now. Yes, it's the dating now versus the dating then. It's just different now.
And then Ray's her best friend.
Yes.
And you, Ray.
Yes.
Is Ray gay?
No.
No, 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 I'm just saying, Ray.
Because Ray gay. I don't know. We could explore that. We could explore that. Yeah. That's a great angle.
I'm not saying that straight women and straight men can't be friends. I'm just saying that often, like after a divorce, you resonate with Ray the gay. But
Ray
I mean,
the gay. No, no, no. Ray
is not gay.
As far
got
as
it?
I know, Ray's right. quite straight.
Mm. And so, and Ray, does Ray convince you to sign up to Tinder?
Yes. So he encourages me and gets me started on Tinder. Well, gets Jodie started on Tinder. Yeah.
And how does that go?
You take this one.
Jeez, it swap goes. Left, swap right. It's quite an adventure, I think, for her. She meets a couple of
do you explore the super like?
What is the super like?
Have you heard about the super like?
No, I've heard about a Tinder Plus, but I haven't heard of.
Okay, well, the Tinder Plus has got the super like, and the super like is the star button in the middle, and you get like 5 a week. And if you really like somebody, so you've got to bring this. I wish Ashley bought the super like.
So this is the thing. So how much of Tinder do you bring into it? So we also don't want to advertise. Tinder's really great. You know,
it can be a disaster.
Because if Tinder gives us, you know, like a million, in sponsorship. Absolutely. Yeah, then sure. Super the hell out of it. Mm-hmm. But I think the story is also about just online dating and online meeting and sort of what you get on the image versus what you get in reality. Sort of just like, you know, the real versus what you think you see and what you can like. And it's all easy on a screen, right? You don't have to put yourself out there. You don't have to overdo it. You don't have to give away so much. But when you see the person in person, that's when real connection has to kick in, and it's not so simple for everybody. You know, it's quite funny and awkward, and it's not that easy.
And dating is whether you met someone at a bar,
right? Yeah.
Or your grand, or your boba goes,
yeah, boba goes,
or your
come meet a nice
says,
church
or
boy.
Your boba goes, I found a girl, nice girl for you.
Yeah, exactly.
But you guys, you both have got kids, and I mean,
yeah. Yeah.
We do.
He's
we
got
do.
3. So I don't know what's wrong.
Happily
with
married.
Happily married.
Yeah. So you said you have. So how long have you been married for?
Jeez, I've been married for 10 years.
10 years this year also.
So you So the two of you don't understand the Tinder thing.
Not really.
No,
I didn't know a lot about Tinder before I auditioned. I had to do the research.
So you haven't been there. Oh, it's interesting.
Can I be experience. Honest? I heard about a lot of the other ones. I heard about Grindr.
So
can I say Grindr?
Yeah, of course you can.
Okay.
So this is important to understand. So Tinder in the straight world.
Okay. He's like Grindr in the gay world. Okay.
Which is a hookup.
Yes, okay. But I never knew that.
But Tinder in the gay world is like we're looking for something serious.
Are you serious?
So that's the difference. So if in the gay world, we're 5 meters from each other, let's meet around the corner and let's correct.
I love that.
Tinder's got the same, like, I'm not saying that doesn't happen on the Tinder. Because ultimately we want to get to the
but you know what? So ultimately it happens everywhere.
We have to get there. I mean, but I'm just saying, so when gay guys are saying we're on Tinder, it's like,
we're finding our true love.
That's true love. Okay. When the gay guys on Grindr, it's like, really, you want to bang?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
And basically Tinder's in the straight world is hitting date and bang a lot.
So just to
put it out there, because they don't have the Grindr straight version.
Right.
Okay.
So the thing
is, they might have it. I just don't know. I'm not straight, so I wouldn't know what it is.
No,
I'm sure it's there.
They've got. I think that when we were doing our research, we found out that Tinder's not actually the number one dating site.
No,
it's not. So it really is a hookup site, but I think it was initially not really made for that, not manufactured for that. I think a lot of these dating sites are,
same as now we're on Netflix and this show's podcast on CliffCentral.com.
CliffCentral.com.
As things are happening, so technology is helping us do things differently.
Right.
And I think that's where dating.
Yes.
Portals have now opened up, okay.
Yeah.
And I mean, there is a Do you know there's a Jewish tin?
Yes, I know. It's called J-Swipe.
Yeah, J-Swipe.
It used to be...
Seriously?
Dude, I know.
J-Swipe.
And so
I'm
yesterday...
I'm downloading it right now.
And, so, and there's a Zulu one now as well.
No, you don't.
No.
There's a black one. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Seriously.
No, guys.
There's a black one.
So it used to be called J-Date, but then they moved it to J-Swipe, so it's like Tinder. And, the, you know,
yes.
It's just like... It's hectic. You know, we like yeah. and Paul and I said, we're married. We weren't aware. Of
but
this.
Your kid's now going to become a part of this
no,
generation.
No.
Why not? Don't say that, dude.
I'm a part of it. Why?
No, okay. No. So the thing is, there's nothing wrong with being a part of it. It's just that I think what scares me is not the online thing and not meeting online. What scares me is that people sometimes make up personas. Their digital persona online is not always matched to the reality. Okay. And that's scary. Okay. And that's scary.
The interesting thing, though,
is
at least... Unlike the Grinders of the world,
yes,
this is linked specifically to
your Facebook. Right. But even on Facebook, I mean, we put our best life out there, you know.
But everybody does.
Yeah,
remember,
I know.
Samuel comes to meet you from the shul.
Yeah,
and
Shmuel.
Yeah, correct.
Shmuli. Shmulik. Let's call him Shmulik.
Yeah, okay. And he sits Shmuli. And he goes like Sharon. Yeah. And like you're having a.
How's it? Yeah. Like, for a little coffee.
And then all of a sudden you find out only after 6 months actually he's a psychopath.
Yeah, right.
So it happens. Most men are. And it can happen in many circumstances, except for your husband Dan the man.
Yeah, listen, he's got his psycho traits, but you know that's I made my bed, goodness. So I'll sleep in.
Are you going to play the show back?
No, of course. Yes, I am. He's my man. He knows. Listen, he lives with a major psycho bitch, so, you know. Okay. I mean, psycho wonderful bitch lady.
Okay, cool. With two kids.
Two beautiful kids.
They go to King David?
They do. You know, this was a thing. I mean, it's a beautiful school. It's a private school. It's a Jewish education. That's what we've decided, you know. And they're very happy there. Yeah. You know, it's good roots in terms of God and what's good and what's bad. And, you know, just like, I don't know. Like,
just
you know.
Me, eh?
Yeah, like, I don't know. It's like all
why
religions.
That,
you just want.
Sacred Heart kids.
Exactly. You know.
Sacred Heart.
I'm a good Catholic boy.
You there and the you Mandelas.
Yeah, pretty much.
Not that they're Catholics, I'm just saying. Interesting life. I mean, firstly, born in France, and then, of course.
Never knew that.
Raised in Lesotho.
That is true.
And that is amazing.
Got Canadian roots.
That is wonderful.
And you're a character actor, and you have both a comedy side, you have a rogue dark side. You've dominated the screens and award winning productions. You've been on TV and on SABC.
He's so much bigger than I
Magic.
Am. Okay, you don't have to rub it in my face.
To name but a few. Yeah. He's written some of the best.
He just got nominated for an award. He just got nominated.
What did you write?
Tell them.
Some stuff, you know.
What's the stuff?
Yeah, okay, so I've written like a sitcom. I've written My Perfect Family. I've written quite serious stuff. I've written Rhythm City.
Yes.
I'm busy writing two features, a rom-com and a buddy cop film at the moment, actually,
oh, cool.
with my wife. And
what does your wife do?
She's a stand-up.
Yeah, she's a comedian. Yeah,
really? What's your wife's name?
Tumi Meraki.
Oh, of course, Tumi's your wife. I love her.
She's amazing. Yes.
You
she
snuck
is
in here.
Amazing.
Tell us.
I knew, but I didn't know this is the import.
Oh, this is him. It's
this
him.
Is
him.
I'm incognito like that. You
yeah.
know?
Oh, I love
I slide
you.
In.
Yeah. In the shadows.
Beware your DMs, hey?
Of course. Okay, I love it. Okay, now it all comes together.
Right.
On the biog, married to. It just helps. It does help.
Okay, so my husband, he's opened a company called Wallet Doc, just saying. Right? So it's payment space. I don't know. He always tells me to just put that in. Okay, that was so random.
Dan, just do it again.
I just felt like I needed to.
Was
like
that a plug?
It was a bit of a plug.
A hubby plug.
A hubby.
And I love Tumi's show that you did recently. Also about sex toys, and it was quite
a great production.
She's
funny.
Yeah, yeah. She was also at drama school with all. We were all at drama school together.
Yeah,
okay. All of us. Edwards, Paul, yeah. Tumi, and Lacerdi. Also, we were all at drama school together.
Mm. So that's
Ashley.
Ash as well. Lovely.
Love okay. What and some of you cross you married drama people. You didn't.
I didn't.
Yeah.
I went the good
she
Jewish route.
She was not brave
route.
Enough.
Yeah. Nice.
It's just.
And so now I mean this is it hard being married to is it hard having an entertainment relationship? Because I know someone that's in it at the moment and
yes,
they're battling.
Yes. No, not so much.
Well, you've got three kids now. I mean, you're kind of...
Yeah, it depends on... I mean, she's very successful right now. So I don't see her much.
Okay.
But we steal moments. We steal moments. We have to.
Oh, you got three kids and you just pop... When had the babies...
The last one came out 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Four. We can have four.
Not happening.
Not happening.
Not happening.
Snip, snip. It's too expensive.
Snip, 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 snip. It's expensive. It's, you know, they're... And, you know, they're the children of... entertainers, extra people.
Oh,
so,
right.
You know, yeah. They are quite in themselves.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I love them to bits, but they are super, they work, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I mean, it's just the whole thing must be quite interesting. Play. I mean, again, you're not on stage when you're back at home.
No.
No. Well, you know, a lot of it spills into the, you know, into the home, and there's a lot of kind of editing of other people's material and learning of lines and what have you that happens. It kind of overlaps a bit, but we try to keep it, you know, keep the two separate, you know.
Okay, yeah. Divine. We're chatting to Sharon Spiegel Wagner and Mpho Osei Tutu about the Dead Tinder Society. It's just opened this week. We've just spoken to Hazel Feldman, Bianca Del Rio in LA. We've got a variety show happening this week, and on the line we've got Yebo Gogo, the one and only Mr. Michael DePenna. Michael, welcome to the show. How are you, Mike?
Thank you, Alan, and I have to just comment on one thing. Do you think the Tinder Society is dead?
I don't think it's dead. I think that they're just dead in the Tinder Society. Michael, have you ever been on Tinder?
Of course I have.
Okay, and how did it go for you?
I didn't start it, if that's what you think.
No. But how?
And I've never been on Grindr. Been on Grindr?
No, I've never been. I want to meet love. I'm not really looking just to hook up. If I want to hook up with someone, I can go to meet in a bar or something. I don't know.
If you want to meet love, I think you've got to go to Woolworths and stand at one of the counters. I don't know. You can get a chilly. You can get a chilly sort of reception. It's quite fun.
Michael, again, also been in this business for years and years. And years.
I've been there since, I don't know, 47, I don't know what, you could say national parks closed down. I've been around for a while. I'm a young at heart. I'm a young, spirited,
fun human.
Singing, teaching, you know, we're doing this wonderful thing for...
tell us about it.
Well, it's a company called Empowervate. The Empowervate Trust. Mm. And how I got involved with it, it's one of my students, because I teach for the June Crafts Academy, and I teach singing, and I teach phrasing, and I teach performance, and I teach people how to get onto Tinder and onto Grindr. I don't do that. No. And, I do teach a lot of performing, and I've had such a wonderful time. I found a new profession for me. And one of my students turned out to be this lovely girl, Amanda Blankfield Kossoff, who has this wonderful a charity, and it's called the Empowervate Trust. And what they do, it's a youth citizens action program which empowers and motivates young people from primary and secondary schools to solve what I would call lessen the social, environmental, educational, or economic problems within their schools or communities. Now, of course, this is rural. And this is achieved through YCAP's toolkit and workshops that provide project management skills development. And it showcases and platforms at district, provincial, national level. And over the past 10 years, YCAP's has impacted over 36 to 37,000 young learners, mostly black in South Africa, and encouraged to be active citizens with a social entrepreneur mind.
I think, you know, Michael, I think it is so great that this is the work that you do on a number of levels, because, I mean, I just look at the work that you do with Carolyn Stain this month.
We're doing 67 so much, blankets for Nelson Mandela Day.
I mean, you did incredible
stuff.
Thank
God I don't sneeze when I see wool, I can tell you, because, I mean, otherwise I could probably blow out the whole of Johannesburg. But
Michael,
it's a wonderful. That is another wonderful. What can I say?
charity. Yeah.
What she's done.
I mean, Carolyn is amazing. She deserves like the national. I think she has actually got one of the big awards from the president in the past, but she really deserves it. The work that she's done, it's actually incredible.
It's gone global.
Yeah, I mean, it's gone global. But Carolyn is that, and you know what? Yeah. Carolyn is what you see, is what you get. This kind-hearted, good human. You know.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
But I want to come back to this very briefly. Michael, the show for Empowervate happens this Sunday at the Theatre on the Square at Daphne's Place. At Daphne's Place. Always going to give a pun to Daphne.
It is Daphne's Place. Daphne was so kind enough to sort of help us organise it.
She's great.
And there's some wonderful artists performing there.
Cindy Alter's there, yourself.
Cindy Alter. There's an old fart called me who's singing some fabulous songs.
What are you going to sing, Mike?
I'm going to do the Michael Bublé version of Cry Me a River.
Okay, give me one line. Give us one line. Give us the opening very quickly.
The opening line of Cry Me a River. Well, I should maybe address this to you. No. Now you say you love me. You cried the whole night through. Well, you can cry me a river. Cry me a river. I cried a river over you. It's the wrong key because it's the morning. I do 10 octaves.
And I love you. I want to just tease you. I love you. I make everybody
sing. I'm feeling good and I'm doing New York, which is a crowd spinner. I mean,
it's just going to be great. Michael, I want you.
And then you've got a lovely singer. You've got Amanda's a beautiful singer, and Cindy Alter, as you all know so well from her day of Substitute. She's fabulous. She's going to be joining us, and we're doing The Rose, and we're doing such beautiful songs.
I love it.
So I'm really looking forward to it. And then you've got Tony Yoko's jazz band, and he's got a fantastic vocalist called Wendy Allen Twyford, who is just sensational. So we're going to have a fabulous day.
It really sounds superb. Michael, I want to get you in studio. We're going to do that soon. Please don't miss the show. That is the one and only Michael DePenna. The show happens this Sunday at the Orton General Theatre in the Square. Book your tickets. It's going to a great cause. And the cause is really, I think it's just empowering young people. It's an empowerment trust. It's called Empowervate. Amanda and your team, congratulations on that. And I think that's really, really good stuff. Guys in studio, it's really, it's amazing that we giving back is important, isn't it, Sharon and Paul?
Yes, absolutely.
giving back to your kids.
So that's
a great show. Please, I want to just tell people very clearly, don't miss great things like that, because the little gems that raise funds that really have got great artists.
It's unbelievable.
And you actually have a great afternoon of entertainment.
Yeah.
I think that's the key. That's the whole point. And Daphne Kuhn, always good.
Daphne.
Yeah. Always excellent. I just love it. The Dead Tender Society, again, lots of fun surprises. What was the audience reaction on Sunday?
Oh, we had a lovely time on Sunday. It was a lovely audience. Yeah. It was, it's all about Jody comes and she chats to the audience in the beginning. You know, she talks to them directly, and it's all fun. It's all about getting the audience on board with her and her journey and her story, and about, you know, just laughing through the awkward stuff and the some difficulties with dating nowadays.
That's really it.
You know,
it's a Dead Cinder Society, and it's happening at the Studio Theatre.
Studio Theatre.
A great restaurant has opened. It's got the most beautiful mosaic, I've got to tell you. If you walk into this place,
I love mosaics.
Okay, it's called Voodoo Lily Restaurant. On the line, Larry Hodas. Larry, welcome to the show.
Wonderful, Alan. How are you doing?
Good, Larry. Larry, firstly, tell me about. Firstly, you've been in the restaurant game for a hell of a long time, and I can't wait to explore your other restaurants. But I loved your opening of Voodoo Lily.
Brilliant!
I love the. Just tell us some of your signature dishes on this great menu. It's based in Johannesburg, in Birdhaven.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, so Alan, you know, so originally when Voodoo Lily opened, it was opened by a lady called Beth, and she was all about health, wholesome, real food in it, okay? And when I took over Voodoo Lily, I wanted to take it back to that. You know, so a lot of our dishes, they're very, you know, it's really simple. The focus is on pure, simple ingredients that are all just brought together, you know, and we've really tried to create fresh, healthy, great quality products. Mm. And some of the, you know, and some of the health things, you know, because, you know, so we've also got quite a lot of vegan stuff, vegetarian stuff. We're not a vegan restaurant or a vegetarian restaurant. And the best way to go and describe is, you know, come and say you've got a family of four. You've got the mother who's a vegan. There's going to be something great for her. Husband who's a carnivore. There's going to be something big for him. You know, and the kids, there's burgers and everything. But some of the, so some of the dishes that we've got on our, come and say our breakfast menu, we've got the acai smoothie bowl. You know, so we've got quite a few bowls. We've got a raw breakfast. We've got the beetroot hummus toast. We've even put things like huevos rancheros or shakshuka. You know, so our chef, Josh Salman, so he's traveled quite a bit. You know, so we've brought dishes from Israel, South America, Europe, Italy. You know, and we really try to bring a lot of cultures, a lot of different cuisines together.
Voodoo Lily, where did the name come from?
So when I bought it, it actually had the name Voodoo. It was known as Voodoo Lily Cafe. But I wanted to rebrand it, and we've completely rebranded the whole thing. So when you go in, you won't even recognize the old
Voodoo. Yeah, it's completely different. And it's breakfast, lunch, and dinner, not opening on Mondays and Monday nights and Sunday nights. But,
yeah, correct.
But Larry, I love the fact that you have a whole array of dishes. I love the fact that people can now, it's so frustrating when you go to a steakhouse and there's nothing for, I don't eat meat or chicken or pork, so I battle. So it's just nice that you have a great variety of food. And I just want to just say, I love good restaurants, great food. Thank you for a great opening. It was really, really fun to see a lot of people enjoying the food and enjoying the experience. And it's in the heart of Johannesburg, right close to the highways. And Larry, ultimately, it's a family experience with all form of dishes from all over the world. That's it.
Yeah, definitely. Because, you know, because one of our main ethos is, you know, because we're so community driven. So we're in the middle of, you know, of Birdhaven community. And seriously, it's all about the community. It's all about the family. And that's, you know, and exactly like I say, everybody can come. Everybody can enjoy. We've got a great bar there, great cocktails, you know, and it's something for everyone.
I love it. It's really superb. Larry Hodes, thank you for joining us. I'm recommending we're going to get you in studio and do some fun stuff about some of your other Californian Mexican restaurants. And, of course, you've got Arbor Cafe next door. So we're going to chat to you some more, Larry. And guys, please, I recommend this highly. If you're coming up to Joburg, wherever you are in the country, you've got to come to try the Voodoo Lily restaurant. Thank you, Larry Hodes, for joining
us. Yeah, wonderful. Thank you, Alan.
Thanks, Larry. Guys, Dead Tender Society has had so much fun having you in studio. Thank you so much. We'll chat you through the run and see what's happening in future.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah.
Carry on writing. Send love to your wonderful wife.
Most definitely.
Tumi Muraka. And of course, we've had Tumi in studio. Well, one day we'll get her back on radio. We'll work it out.
Who knows? Yeah,
you never know.
Actually, she is on radio at the moment. She's doing breakfast on Mutsuedin. Yeah, Amon. Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, great. You see, I'm here to talk about you, not your that's why I'm not in the. I got it. Okay, and Sharon, of course, what you doing after this? We'll be chatting. We're going to be doing lots of things.
No. You can, I'm always looking forward. You can hire me.
I love you guys. And Sharon, you got to challenge you, Hazel Belden.
Yeah. No, you got to.
Bianca Del Rio, don't miss them. Happening in Cape Town and in Johannesburg. Don't miss Stomp happening with Hazel Feltman. Don't miss the variety show at Daphne's Place with Michael DePinna. Please, I'm telling you now, Kinky Boots is superb in Cape Town. Superb at the Few Got. You've got to go and see the show. Again, here's to you now goes off to Peter Turin in Cam's Bay. So do not miss the Theatre on the Bay. That is, if you have, this is Simon Garfunkel. It is incredible. Josh Ansley, incredible. The team, incredible. Daniel Geddes, incredible. They were all incredible. Don't miss that show. So things are happening. Open up your newspaper, get online, and book to see great productions, food, and talent across this country. It's been good to be with you here in the spotlight. My name is Alan Ford, and this is CliffCentral.com.
This is CliffCentral.com.